You decide what love is. You decide how you want to feel it, how you want to receive it, and how you want to give it. You write the rules in love. Throw away the old perceptions, old beliefs, old patterns. You choose love because you choose yourself. Welcome to True Intention. The podcast where we dive deep into the art of healing, the journey of transformation, and the secrets to building a life that's truly beautiful. I'm your host, Tina Brown, and I believe that within each of us lies the power to heal, transform, and create a life filled with purpose and beauty. In every episode, we'll explore the stories of incredible individuals who have overcome adversity, found their true intentions, and crafted a life that's nothing short of inspiring. Whether you're seeking guidance on personal growth, self-discovery, or simply looking for a dose of inspiration, True Intention is here to light your path. Our guests will share their intimate journeys, powerful insights, and practical tips to help you embark on your own transformative adventure. So join us each week as we uncover the wisdom, courage, and resilience needed to turn life's challenges into opportunities for growth. Let's embark on this journey together, because when we set our true intentions, the possibilities are limitless. This is True Intention. Let the transformation begin. Hello, it's Tina, and you're very welcome back to True Intention. In today's solo episode, we have some fun as we delve into the concept of love, inspired by a weekend of binge-watching the emotional roller coaster One Day on Netflix. I explore the evolution of my own personal perspectives on love, particularly looking at societal conditioning around Valentine's Day, and we do a deep dive on the transformative power of self-love. Let's dive in. I hope you enjoy. Well, hello. You're very welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I am on my own again this week, surprising to me, because for the week that's in it, I thought I would do an episode on love. I'm not really sure what sparked this lovely idea, but it could very well be the fact that I spent last weekend binge-watching One Day on Netflix. Most of the time bawling my eyes out, mind you, wishing every moment that Emma and Dexter would realise they were in love with each other. And then, well, I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't watched it, but my God, what an emotional roller coaster. I'm still not over it. And honestly, I don't know if I ever will be. But it did make me think a lot about love, though, from my own perspective, and how what I believed love was before and what I know for sure now is so different. And it's Valentine's Day this week, and that day of the year, I suppose, growing up, where we were led to believe that receiving a card or not equated to your worth and value. You see, we're told and shown and conditioned to place our sense of self-love and self-worth completely outside of ourselves, as we can only be worthy of love if another person allows us to be. And what a lie that is. What a lie we've been sold. And I have learned that love starts with self, and it must. So the question is, how can we truly learn to love ourselves and every part of ourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly? And the first truth I think we need to know is that love is unconditional. You do not have to earn love. And I'll repeat that. You do not have to earn love. But then why do we put so many conditions on ourselves before we can do it? I love myself when, I love myself when I lose those few pounds, or I love myself when I get rid of those grey hairs, or those bags under my eyes, or those lines on my forehead, the list goes on and on. Or I love myself when somebody else shows me love, shows me that I'm worthy of it. And there we are again, putting conditions on it. Okay, so then what do we do and where do we start? So learning to love and accept all parts of ourselves is the key to self-love. It's freeing and it's wonderful, and it instills so much excitement internally when we can just accept the wonderful parts, the ordinary parts and the ugly parts. And look, we all have them. Ask yourself this question. What would you do if you loved yourself truly, deeply and wholly? Love and connecting with yourself is the key to being able to love and connect with others and to create loving relationships. Loving yourself is the key to creating a passionate, fulfilled and joyful life. But why are we so scared to love ourselves then? Because it's hard to accept ourselves. It's hard to admit that we're not perfect and that we've all got parts that are not so nice. It's hard to start that investigation on ourselves and to look at all the parts, because that's a bit like Pandora's box once we start looking. But my friends, that is the cost of admission to a life of love, joy and fulfillment. Now, looking at myself, I didn't learn to love myself overnight. But I will say it didn't actually take too long. Even given the fact that I did spend most of my life loathing myself, kind of from adolescence onwards. But you see, once I started searching internally rather than externally and figuring out what I really believed about love and why I had those beliefs, I then did the work on changing those beliefs because they were mostly not true. And I had to, and I still am, rewiring those beliefs and thought patterns around love. But as I do that, I have learned to love and accept myself just as I am. All the parts, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I suppose what I want you to know is that you can do it too. Every one of us can. We have that capability. And oh, just imagine the things we could do and the places we could go, as my friend Dr. Seuss says, if only we could learn to love ourselves unconditionally. And the good news is we can. And we can do it right now. No waiting, no conditions. But when I look at self-love and all of the learning about loving oneself, the other thing that I see that is a big block when it comes to self-love is that we've also been conditioned to think it's egotistical and very selfish to show ourselves love and kindness. But you can't give without taking. So you must take a breath to give a breath. Self-love is not selfish, and giving yourself space to learn about who you are and what you want and how you want to love and be loved is not a selfish act. Actually, it's the opposite. You can't give love unless you take it and feel it for yourself first. You take so that you can give. And remember that. You have to take a breath so that you can give a breath. So, last week, my best friend had a baby girl. A beautiful baby girl. Perfection personified, completely emitting the frequency of love by just being. Because you see, she is love and she is loved by just being. She doesn't have to do anything. She is love. And I was thinking about this all over the past week, about babies and love. And if we look at babies for a minute, does a baby love themselves? Absolutely. 100%. They are mad about every facet of their being. delighting to see their reflections in mirrors and discovering all parts of themselves and being absolutely astounded in the process. Have you ever seen a baby find their fingers and their toes? And I thought about this. Are they worried if they don't have hair or what colour it is if they do? Are they worried if their ears are symmetrical or if their eyelashes are long enough? If their nose is aesthetically pleasing? Are they worried about their little double chins or the rolls on their legs and their arms? No. Because they love every single part of themselves unconditionally and completely. Are they worried that they won't be accepted or loved by anybody else? No. Because they're discovering who they are and they love themselves from the inside out. They just are love. And they don't see it as some kind of finite resource that must be attained from somebody else or from somewhere else. Love is abundant and it is infinite because when it comes from within, it can never run out. It's always going to be there. So I read this report from some of the top researchers in positive psychology, and they found that only 10% of our long-term levels of happiness are based upon the external world. So 90% of our long-term happiness is how the brain processes the world we find ourselves in. It's all perception, you see. And perception of our world is based on our past experiences. So we need to make a choice every day as soon as we wake up to choose new ways of seeing and new ways of being. And we need to choose to come from a place of kindness and love for ourselves so that we can go out and spread that energy of kindness and love. My 8-year-old son said once we were at an activity and I was speaking to somebody and he was passing by and he said, he just kind of shouted out, kindness is free, you know, so you should sprinkle it everywhere you go. And I always think of that because I think, what a beautiful concept. There's so much beauty in the truth, isn't there? And love is also free. And you are love personified. So put down the fear and sprinkle it everywhere you go. I saw this interview one time with Malala Yousafzai and with Oprah. And she said, there's this fight between courage and fear because we want to protect ourselves. But we don't realise that by choosing fear, we put ourselves in a situation that has a really bad impact on us. And if you're listening to this, I suppose I just want to say that I know you've been hurt. And I've been hurt too. But we must choose courage to love again, courage to look at all parts of ourselves and to choose to love all those versions of ourselves unconditionally. Only then can we offer our love to someone else. And a huge part of love is forgiveness, forgiving yourself for how you behaved in the past, for who you were before, and forgiving those who hurt you too. And when we forgive ourselves, love truly comes to the surface and our hearts can open again and we love so much stronger and more passionately. And you're ready to love now, you know. You can love yourself, all the parts right now. Love is available to you now because it's an inside job. And a mentor of mine always says that love is the most impressive thing. And I remember hearing that the first time she said it. And it really made me think, like, she's right. Love is the most impressive thing. The most loving person in a room is the most impressive person in that room. And every person is made from the same ingredients, which means every person has the capacity for infinite love and infinite beauty. You're already made with it. So you're equipped with it. So if you were to turn that on and you're coming from that place, you can do anything because that's what everybody's searching for. that energy of love, and kindness and inner peace. So if they're around you and you bring that energy into a space, you've just given them everything. You've given them life. I do think that sometimes you have to let go to find things. Let go of what you thought or what you were taught that love was, so you can find out what it really is. And isn't that such an exciting concept? You get to do a deep dive and then start again. You decide what love is. You decide how you want to feel it, how you want to receive it, and how you want to give it. You write the rules in love. Throw away the old perceptions, old beliefs, old patterns. You choose love because you choose yourself. So, what is one act of love you can do for yourself this week? Pick one and go and do it. You deserve it. Just be love in action all day, every day. And then you just watch the magic that brings unfold, because love is everything. I really hope you got something from this episode. Here are the main insights from today. The first truth we need to know is that love is unconditional. You do not have to earn love. Learning to love and accept all parts of ourselves is key to self-love. It's freeing and wonderful and instills so much excitement internally when we can just accept the wonderful parts, the ordinary parts, and the ugly parts, because we all have them. Let's redefine our perceptions of love, open our hearts, and create a life filled with passion, fulfillment, and joy. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone, message them, email them, or text them the link. Please share it on your social media and tag us at True Intention Podcast. We love your feedback. Follow, subscribe, and review the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on whatever platform you use to listen, because it really does help so much. Thank you so much for listening. It means the absolute world to me. I will talk to you very soon.